this parasha, after the whole story with Korach, the pasuk talks about the tzib of the matnas kuna. Kein terimu gamatem trumas Hashem mechol masar seichem asher tirchu b'yeis bnei Yisrael nesatem menu es trumas Hashem la'an akayin. So the parasha of truma. So we'll talk a little bit some yani truma. Particularly the bracha on Afrasha, the bracha on Ansina. Before that, interesting discussion, which is not directly related to Truma, but it's a fun discussion anyway. There's a vikuach between Reb Chaim Berlin and the Baal HaDeres. He was the Rav Mishlaim for the Tkufa. Anyway, they were arguing, what's the din? If a Kohen dies, he has Tchias HaMeisim. Does his din kuna remain or not? Once he died, he's born again, he's a new person, is he still considered to be a Kohen? That was a vikuah between Reb Chaim Berlin and that there. Reb Chaim Berlin brought a raya from the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, we know a story, that Reb Zeira was sick. Reb Bo came to visit him. It was Makabal that if Reb Zeira gets better, then he's going to make a party. Yeah? And then you'll tell the Rabbana. So, Reb Zeira got better. So, Rabbo kept his word. He made a suz hedah for the rabbis. It came time to bench. Yeah. So he was mechaber of zera benching. On a little something about Rabbi Yechon, it says bal bayis betzaya. No, no. When it came time to eat, he was mechaber of zera. What do you mean? Bal bayis supposed to bal bayis betzaya. This means you could buy in Yaffa. So Balbai is the one that says Amaitzi. So Zera said, you we give Amaitzi. Came time to bench. So Bo again was Mechaber of Zera to bench. Zera said, what mean it? It says that Betzei Mevarach, the one that was Betzei, he's Mevarach. So Mela, he declined the benching. Now, Frekta Mechaim Lin, Zera was a Kain. Zera was a Kain. So what was the shayla? Mechaber kana gedashta. So what was Reb Zeira's teretz? Okay, what was the shayla? What was the shayla b'cha? Yeah. Oh, look at Chaim Berlin. Elamai. Everyone knows the Gemara Megillah. Nav Zayin. Purim. There come Rabba Shachter Reb Zeira. And Chaim mitzvah sume be puri ad lo ben aram ben ara hamal baruch malchai. Come Rabba, Shachter of Zeira. The Gemara said he's Mechaim Mason. So Mary loved Zeira, had Chiz Mason. So even though he was a Kayin, still, since he died, he had Chiz Mason. His Kunashaft became Bottle. So Mela, a different time when he got sick and he went to made a party, that's when there was no Chiv to Mechabed Reb Zeira in benching. And Mela, Reb Zeira declined and said that a bow should make that should be mevarach
b'chulam. What does it happen that if a coin screen would be
bottled with the Kundrim Chaim was not having, it's Maskan. What? I'm sorry, the Deris is right. Yeah?
Where's
the right? The Deris holds to the story that Rabbo. Well, he tried to mechaber Reb Zeira and he declined. If he's a kohen, what's the shayla? Well, he's a kohen. He has to.
I don't know which one happened before.
Yeah.
We don't. But like, if it happened in that order, then we have a teretz. Zog of Chaim Berlin, Melchayra is the first Gemara, not like him. Because the Gemara in Chelik, the Gemara with Zevi Miller, the Gemara says, the Gemara in the beginning of Chelik, is trying to figure out where do you know that it's Chiz HaMeisim and Atayr. So one, the Gemara brings down a pasuk. It says, "When it's not the men, it's Shemos Hashem, La'aron HaKayin." I believe in this week's parasha. When are you giving Truma Samaisis to Aaron HaKayim? In the midst of that Truma Samaisis? No. Only can that show. The Aaron HaKayim going to Eretz Yisrael? No. You hesitated too long for that thing. Aaron HaKayim didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? So, when are you giving Truma to Aaron HaKayim? El Amai. It must be Tchesa Mesim. By Tchesa Mesim, you're going to give Aaron, you're going to give Aaron Truma. You see a Tchesa Mesim in a Torah. Yeah? One second. Says the Reb Chaim Blin to the Adaris, how can you tell me that when you're dead, the Kuna Shaftas bottle, and Mela, he's always Kayin, here you see me fair, Aaron HaKayin, Aaron HaKayin, we learn Tchesa Mesim in a Torah, he says you give Truma to Aaron HaKayin, when? By Tchesa Mesim. So you see that, but Tchesa Mesim, you see that even though Aaron died and was born again, still he remains a kohen. Like the essence, the heritage that everyone felt the chatchila. Yeah. Oh, the Maisa. Oh, so Chayz Apel, he has a Perish Gemara. This is like although it was a diuk, you can say which one came first. Whatever. Here's a Perish Gemara that what that Aaron a kohen. He gave him Truma Samaisa. The loss of love. After Tchesa Mesim. Yeah. Oh, Maisa, it's not so harsh. Why? Because the Gemara in Yuma that pay that is done. Ketzad malbishim es hakayinim bigdei kohuna. Yeah, how is the how was the seder of the levisha by the mishkan by the beshivas meimeluim? What was the seder of the levisha of the kohenim? Okay, the shayla with the kohen god with the kohen head, whatever exactly what the shayla was over there. What was the seder hadvar? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Mashayaya, who cares? Like, what's the gay? Alright? What I end up saying, because the Shal of Psukim, you know, it's history. What's the gay? Ella, Sigmar says, Kate's my Bisha and Lost Lava. What's the gay? We want to know when Mashiach comes, we want to be, what's going to be then? But it's amazing. Sigmar says, if I get Mara, Lost Lava, not because she'll be Aaron and Mana, Mashi Mom. Mashi Aaron will be there. They'll tell you what to do. You don't have to figure it out. You know, you figure out, and then they'll come, they'll tell you what to do. What's the problem? Oh, L'chayra, Shaila is, why did he need, they're already Nimshach. Right? Aaron and Bonav, they already had Mashiach, they became Kainim, they had Mashiach, they had the Levish, the God, and everything, right? So, L'nchis HaMesim, right? We need the whole parasha of Levish and the Gadol. They're going to get dressed. There's like every day. It's not sure how they got dressed every day. That was by the Shivas Meimulim. What was the process? Now it's part of the inauguration and the appointment of the Kainim. But once they're Kainim, it's not a sure how to get dressed every day. Yeah, the Shaila of Levish and the Gadol is in the making of a Kainim. So what was the Shaila over there? What's the whole shayla? What's the whole discussion? Lasa Lavai, how is it going to be? Oh, we answered that they'll tell us when they'll be there. What's the shayla? Why are we redoing it? They were in Midbar, they were all pointing to Kainim, they had Ladish, whatever it was. It's finished, done, it's gone. Oh, the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Ramban's down over there in Shari Shlishi. Now, Shari Shlishi is the Shari, you know, the Ramban's 14 Shoshim. Certain call him, what yet counts in the Midi Mitzvahs, what doesn't count in the Midi Mitzvahs. Shurish Lish, the mitzvah is not married with Dairis, is not counted in the mitzvahs. Now, that he takes issue with the main mitzvah, the Bahag counts, which Rambam accuses him of counting mitzvahs that are not married with Dairis, that were only married in the Midbar. The Mashal, it says, V'layabaydai. Yeah? That after 50, the Kainim were forced retirement. Yeah? So that's only getting in the Midbar. The Shabbos, that's only getting in the Midbar because the see as Aaron, he's carried Aaron, but otherwise not. Kids, that's all. I'm getting the whole arichas. The point is, you don't count mitzvahs that aren't that only for not the darkness. Rambam says because teres ilana merusha, it's Yerusha. Yerusha is forever. Tag mitzvahs is forever. Okay, now Sarman's down over there. What about the mitzvah miluim? The mitzvah miluim, the whole parasha miluim, the whole parasha. Is that whole parasha counted in the mitzvahs or not? Well, Chapashi said it was a one-time affair, and that's it. It was not any darts. Says the Ramban that it means from that Gemara Yuma. You see that the Levi's of God, they have to go through the whole process of the reappointment of the Kohanim. So Meili says, he sees Naila Dairis. So he says, so you see the mitzvah is Naila Dairis. Oh. So now, look at Ramban. Kilchis HaMesim, Yikachu Aaron Ubonav Atzman B'miluim, Lefi Shekvar Botlan Mishichasan Mimenu U'mizare B'shas Misa. Botlan Mishichasan. You are noshim chudoshim. It's darkul. It's kadesh. Kirishayna. We are meluim eila noyigim ba. So the chayder, yeah. Oh, so what do we see in this Ramban? That you needed. What do we see in the Ramban? That what does he say? The meshicha was bottle. What was the kasha? The man says, what was the kasha? What was the Chaim Lim's kasha on the deris? There's a famous Gemara. It says that Lasalava Aaron Akayin, Aaron Akayin is gonna get you with some ices, right? So you see that he's still a Kayin. The answer is no. Peter Ramban, there's gonna be a reanointment. Again, the deris says the kun is bottle. Frank Chaim Lim has a Ferish Gemara that Aaron Kohen is getting Truma. Why is he getting Truma if Kuhn is bottle? That was a cash. Oh my, Terrence, he's seen the Ramban. What did he see in the Ramban? That Adrabba, Kuhn was talking about bottle, but that had to redo it. That's the whole Gemara Shaila. What was the Seder of the Levishas Begadim by the Shivas Meim Elulim? Because they're going to redo that again. They're going to make him a Kohen again because the Kuhnish hat became bottle. So Adrabba. The way the man says, there's no raya that the kuna didn't get bottled. Aaron Akai will become a kain again. Maybe about the truma, but not. But and Chanami, Adrav, you see the kuna did become bottled. Yeah.
The only people that would get
kuna
again.
What?
Only people who would become kuna again, of course, who already got it.
Stop. Well, you want
to? I don't know. The random person is like, they get.
Huh? Put in your bid, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. So, okay. At this point, I guess no reason to think that Stam Hashem will pick that one out. Hashem chose the Titan, so Charles chose him again. I don't know. Anyway, so Fiza, if you're telling me, if you're telling me that there is a Tukuna Takim came bottle, so now we have a question. So, by Tchis HaMesim, so maybe we become ice Jews. When someone dies, he was a Kain, he becomes ice Kain. Yeah? If Yisrael died, so maybe he becomes ice Jew, and then he needs Geiris. Viva, you tell me they need a new appointment, a new anointment of the Kunashah, so Chayra, all the Jews, but Chayra's amazing, everyone should have to undergo Geiris. The kuna shop became bottle. So why don't we say the Yiddishkeit became bottle too? You need new gates. Oh. What's the raya? Maybe anechanami. B'chayr is first gemara or not? Yeah, there's a gemara we discussed last week. The gemara neither says that beged of the baklayim you'll have to use tachrichim. Can make tachrichim of the mace with klayim, big day klayim. So Gemara says, because the Gemara brings a raya from there, the mitzvah is b'teilas also love. The mitzvah will come up. The Shalom Gemara where the mitzvah is b'teilas also love.
All mitzvahs?
I'm shown. Okay, so that's why, because there was a problem. Was, well, you put it on, but his mace is chofshim in the mitzvahs, yeah. What about when he wakes up, chis ha-mesim? And we were inclined. Yeah. Now, Zogdi Gemara. Oh, so if you hold, they need Geiris, so what's the problem? When they wake up after Chis HaMesim, they were inclined, they're Gayim. So, but you know, before they do the Geiris, they'll take off the Klein, they'll take off the Techrichim. What's the problem? What's the riot from here? This is the Tales of Lava. No, they're Gayim. When they wake up, They're not Jews anymore, just like they're not Kayim. They're not Jews. They're not Jews. You have to have Geirus. If you have to have Geirus, then before they do the Geirus, I'll take off the anyway, they're not going to walk around with Takricham, right? You know, they're going to take it off.
Right.
So Mela, oh. So Chari, you see the Fair, they didn't need Geirus. Shai, the Fidder, the Kula shop became Baltimore. Yeah? So why not the Jewish guy? Oh. So Chaira, Teretz is going to be Medayin Losh Rabban. Rabban says, Shabbat la Mishichasam. The Mishicha is Bata. Meaning, right, this has to be Plisha's question. If he's there, only those that were anointed with the Shem and the Mishcha, and then made them into Kayanim, that becomes Bata when they die. But those that were born Kayanim, That you can't take away from that. So that's why Nafka Aaron Abanov became Kayanim. They weren't born Kayanim. What? Pinchas what? He also what? He was for me. No. Okay, fine, I'm saying it. Pinchas also. He's a Pinchas also. So Mela, yeah. So the Medug Lashon Rabban, Nafka Mishichasan is Batal. Yeah? And that's why you have to re-anoint them. But those that were born Kayanim, that Mashman Rabban, they won't, not all the Kayanim will need to. So you can't, you know, put in your application to become a Kayanim, you said. Sorry. So Mela, if you're a Jew, yeah? If you're a Jew, then it's not going to come back. Okay. Now. Minyal Inyan, Bais Inyan, from Chaim Kanevsky, one of his svarim, he's done. What happened? What's the din if someone dies and he's Chis HaMesim? What's the din Lagabe Kurva? What's the din Lagabe Arayas? Right? So in other words, and what's it then you have to get remarried? Well, all these things. What happens if by Tchias HaMeisim? Yeah, person dies. I mean, everything's finished. And now he's born again, so then he has no korva. Oh, so he said he means wants to bring a raya. I can ask his raya. The Pirkei de Blaza. Pirkei de Blaza says Yoina ben Amitai. Yeah, you heard of him? Yoina Nami.
Yeah.
I'm Kippur, Mafti Yaina, goes for a lot of money. So that's the only way people know by Yaina. Mafti Yaina goes for a lot of money, you know. So the Priglaza says, he was the son of the Almana Shechi Aliyo. Aliyo, right? When Aliyo Navi was Chaim Esim, that was Yaina Navi, yeah? And still it says, even though he had Chis HaMeisim, still calls him Yoina Ben Amitai. So Chaim Kanevsky, you see that even after Chis HaMeisim, the Korva doesn't come back. It's Yoina Ben Amitai. I died, when I was a kid he died, and he always was Chaim HaMeisim. You see that Chis HaMeisim doesn't make you into a new person. Right? Who? He quotes the Pirkei de Blaza, Perek Lamed Beis. I don't know what it's checked. He says, "Was Yaina?" Yeah. Now, Minla Rav Yerushalmi, Gemara says Rav Kana was Marich B'Tfila. Gemara says, Yerushalmi says, because he was Bnei Eli. Yeah. And Rav Chia gave a bracha and Riches Yom. Fred B'Chaim Kanevsky, Hare Rav Kana, Gemara Bava Kama, Nafkuf Yizayin. The whole story over there. Now, for Rav Kana came to Eretz Yisrael. The whole story that kids say, they warned him that he went to learn Rabbi Yechner, and they warned him that he shouldn't make a show of himself. He should start off low key and then not answer questions. Kids say the whole story. So they asked him, "Rav Kana, it became Mavel. Everyone to ask questions, he didn't answer. They pushed him back 7 rows. Okay, they told him, "I think for 7 years you should be quiet." So okay, 7 rows is for 7 years, and. So Mela, then he started asking questions, and of course, Rav Kana had some questions. So then, Rabbi Yechanan, who's this guy? Like, and he's mom, this guy, with some Zach, and he's a big London. So I said, Rechon had bushy eyebrows, he picked up his eyebrows, he saw Rav Kahana had a split lip. He thought Rav Kahana was laughing at it. So Nosan ain't no boy, and that's the Gal Shalot Soma, is Rav Kahana died. And Gemara said, oh, sorry, kids, we get it with Chai Mason, and they live happily ever after. Now, so Fekh Bechaim Kanevsky, what he telling me, that Rav Kahana was from B'nai Eli, and therefore he was married with Tefillah. Yeah? 1 second. Rav Kahana died. And Chisam Eisner, he's not B'nai Eli anymore. Elamai, you see, right, that everything remains. Now, Lagabe, where do you have to get married again? Now we have to get married again. Somebody says Chisam Eisner. You have to get married again. So you even outside the same person, right? This is a more subtle question. Guys, here's the nice. Does he have to get married again? What did you say? What? Pashas, yeah. Why? Well, because my son, the Mises is not there. Right? Mises vows. He should nick this. Kohen is Atzma. One of Mises Baal, right? Oh, so the Berheita brings down the Knesset Gdaila that you don't have the Knesset in heaven as a Zion. You don't have to get married again. Yeah, but the Pesachet Shul brings down the Berkeis of Chedos Masopik. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is when he was dead, was the Zikas Nesu and Batal Gamri or not?
If she got
remarried. I'm not. I was thinking about that. Oh, so Meila. Oh, Zok the Chida. This is interesting Chida. Yeah, which is a lot of kasha. Zok the Chida. This is all when he was buried. But if he wasn't buried, he says, yeah. Then and he had Chias Mason says the Chida. Igloy Milsa. The Oysa Mis Loihaisa Kemais Kalada. Lebot Lazika. If there was a Tchias HaMeisim before they buried him, like all the stories, yeah, then it wasn't a full death. The Chida, yeah, I don't know, I have no idea. That's what he says. Meila, he brings a Gemal Garaya. It's a funny story, yeah. He brings a Gemal Garaya. What's his Raya? Garaya from Shalmi. Shalmi says someone gave a get to his wife. Amanas, Shloyavim Kanye Bez Chayish. If he doesn't come within 12 months, it's a good get. He went on a business trip. He didn't want to be in Aguna. If he doesn't come back within 12 months, who knows what happens with him? Mela, she has a get. Now, what happens if he dies in the middle? Okay? Is she allowed to get married? Does she have to wait out 12 months?
And she knows.
Yeah. We know he died. Says Yerushalmi, she can't get married. Why? Because maybe you'll have Chias HaMeisim. And he'll come back within 12 months. Maybe he'll be coming in tonight. Maybe if it's Chias HaMeisim, right? Chayav she can't, he's not going to come tonight. He'll come back. Yeah, he'll come back in 12 months. Says Yerushalmi, what would it be? Maybe it's Chias HaMeisim. He'll come back within 12 months. Meila, she just can't get married. 1 second. But he's dead. He died. What's Shalmi saying? And then he died. No, he's dead. Yeah. He's dead and buried. Finished. Now what are you telling me? So maybe he'll come tonight. No, maybe he'll come tonight. Why? He'll come back within 12 months. And maybe the get wasn't a get. Okay, there was no get, but we replaced the get with death. Why is he dead? Mr. Sabal is also my theory. So he's dead. So why can't you get married? What's the problem? He's dead. Elamai. Yeah. Elamai. So you see al karchach that the zikas nesun is not bottle. He has chias hameisim, and then calls me. He's dead. She's not getting married. But once he has chias hameisim, now they're married. What? No. Before he said that if he wasn't buried, then b'chal it's not.
Was this supposed to be a rabbi?
No. No, no, no. I think this is. One second. This was. Maybe. Okay, I have to mind again. Whether Zariah took, but so not when he got when he died, when he wasn't buried, not Hil Charem in Pashas Zim when he was buried. Okay. I have to mind again. Now, Amaisa on the Etzem Chiddush of the Chida, that if he was brought back alive, it says Mafreya, he wasn't really dead. The Kasha from a Gemara. Gemara Nida says, it's not interesting Gemara. Gemara says that three Divrei Purus that the Anshei Alexander asked of Shur Bachanan. Three stupid questions that they asked. Yeah? Ishtoi Shaloit, Maoshet Tama. Ashes Loit became the Siv Melech. If you touch that, if you find that, you go down south, you find that Turasite, didn't find it by now, right? You find the Siv Melech of Light. You touch her, is it Tommy or not? Amalahem, Mace Matama, the Ain Siv Melech Matama. And it's a Melech, it's not Tommy. Salt is not Tommy. Question number one. Question number two. Ben Ashunamis. Masha Yitmah, he has a if you touch him, is he Tame? He was dead. He answered him, Mes Matame, Ben Chai Matame. He's alive. Live people are not Tame. Mes Masalavai, Tzrichim Hazar, Shlishi Vishvi, I ain't Tzrichim. The Mason that will become Abkhis Mason, Reinin Hazar, of Shlishi Vishvi. What? Meaning what? Paraduma. They need paraduma. So he said the answer. L'chayichyu nechakim. We'll worry about that when it comes to it. Now the question is, by the Ben Hashanamis, yeah. Why they say? Because meis matama, mei chay matama. They should have said he was never dead. According to Chida, yeah, if he had kissed the mason before he's buried, then he's never dead, right? He's never dead. So Meila, the Ben Hashanamis, of course, the Ben Hashanamis is not Metama. Not because he's alive now, because he's never dead. Okay, Akapanim. So God and Shaul, you have to get remarried. Right, after this marriage. So being Zeraya, Gemara brings down a story, yeah, in Ksubis, that Rav Chanina ben Chakinoi, he went to learn, yeah, for 12 years. When he came back, so his wife saw him, whatever, suddenly, and then, like, she was Pachar Shmasa, told him, Yidaben in Iyazu, went away for 12 years to come back. That's it. She died. That's it. So, Boy Rachmi Allah Lechaya. She came back to life. So it says, it doesn't say, they have to remarry. It's mashma, you don't have to remarry. So, again, feel the chida, it's not a raya, but Chaim says that you don't have to get remarried. Okay. Enough for the fun, let's get to talk about some halachas of Jumas and Maisers. Again, proud to brought. Okay, now there's a halacha in Yeridei Semen Aleph by Shechita, Ol Chazar, that Shemei Be'eni Medaber is a lot of Shech. But what about the bracha? You can't talk. So someone else makes the bracha. Yeah? In fact, Meis Yosef, why then Jumas and Maisers? Halach is Ilaim lo yitroim. Chamish lo yitroimu, in the first mission in Trumas. Why an Ilaim can't make a bracha? So why couldn't Ilaim shech? and someone else make the bracha. What's the difference? Shumas the Meiser is and Shechita. As a fact, basically, it's not the task. There's a difference, a fundamental difference between Shechita and Shumas and Shumas the Meiser. Because the Birchas Shechita wants to say is a Birchas Shvach. It's not a Birchas Mitzvah. Why? Because Hooray, you're not mechuyev to shech. Only one even yet to shech. There's no absolute chiyuv. Hashem gives you masamaisers. We'll see about that. Yeah? So Meila, it must be birchas shvach. Yeah? Meila, he says, so Meila, this, that, the Elam, Kachech, and someone else make the bracha, you're not big maizim shemeh kaina. The Elay Meshechti and the other guy's making the bracha. Why? Because the Birchas Shvach, you know, the Birchas Shvach, you don't need the guy to make the bracha. Haraya, by Birchas by Mila, the bracha lach nisoy bebrisa shal Avraham Avinu. Yeah? So the Mail doesn't make that bracha. The Mail makes bracha al Mila. And Shech Yom. Avia Ben says, ach nisoy. Right, so how could one guy make do the mitzvah and another guy make a bracha? Elamai, some Rishonim say because the birchas
shvach. Because the father's doing the birchas.
And Achranu, we don't have a shvach. Father's not doing the birchas. Still, he makes the bracha. Oh, so Meila is up the tats. So Meila, that's why the other guy can make the bracha. Mashenka by Trumas and Maestres, there is a chiv. Yeah? Then you have a chiv to mafresh, even if you don't want to eat. You have a whole silo full of tefillah, but yeah, you're not, you have other stuff that's very nice. You're not going to eat it now. Or maybe you're not going to eat machal. It's surplus. Yeah, you're going to get rid of it. You don't want to ruin the market. Yeah, nice machal yayin. They destroy tons and tons of produce because they want to, manipulate the market all over the world. It's not a such a Muslim. Well, that's not a good point. Anyway. So this is says no. So Meila there, it's a birchas mitzvah. It's a birchas mitzvah. Then you can't have someone else make it. The one that's doing it should make himself, but not should make aina. Meila chamish levi triangle. Oh, so what do we see now? Derech agav, yeah, this is a pal in the Taz. The Taz says that shechid is a birchas enenim, birchas hashvach, right? Why? Because since you're not mechuy, now Emerson, so Shuka Pella, yeah, that he brings down the Rosh, famous Rosh, in the beginning of Pesukos. The Rosh says the Birchas Eris is a very funny nusach. Yeah, Shev Yishon Mitzvayso, Mitzivonu Arayis, Vasalanu. Hitlanu as an esuos, but also yeah, Hitlanu as an esuos. I did chuppah kedusha, yeah. Shishon mitzvahs is one arayis, but also lanu as harusayis, Hitlanu as an esuos. I did chuppah kedusha. What kind of funny bracha is that? Hashem Shishon mitzvahs is serving tzibano. I'm with kedusha, yeah. So up the Rosh, mitzvah kedusha is not a birchas mitzvah. Why? Because you're not mechuyev to get married. Elma, you want to have children, you have Puru Ravu, you can have Pelegesh. The Mechalik is rather than Pelegesh, it's a mutter not, but you don't need to get married for Kedush, you can have Pelegesh as the Rosh. So maybe Kedush is not a mitzvah, it's a birchas shvach. Meila, that's why I have a funny nosach over here. Aslan is that, yeah? It's fun of Arayas, Aslan and Arusa, it's the whole funny brach. So as the Taz, Smeil Hodin Babay Shechita. Since you're not Mechalik to Shech, so Meila, it's a birchas shvach. Chayz a pella also, yeah. And that same rush, that rush is mechal in shechita and kedusha. That rush, the Taz is bringing from that rush says no, shechita is a mitzvah and kedusha not. And he explains that by shechita, it's if you want to eat, you have to shech. By kedusha, if you want to have children, you still in the kedusha. Alban, that's his high point. And Taz is Madama Kedusha Derison, Shechita Derison, and the Russian version like that. Avinashvi, what's Taz Machadish to me? that Mafroshim was a Maizris is a Chiyuv. The Chiyuv Gomer. No matter what, you don't want to eat it. Now, comes along a Fager and says, what are you talking about? We didn't say that B'chuy Tevim Shemus Maizris, we don't want to eat. You want to eat Tevim Shemus Maizris. Exactly like Shechita. Yeah? And he's betzayin to Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says in Hilchis, Tzitzis, Simachas. Yeah? And there he's talking about the guy standing up when you do a mitzvah. Yeah? So he says, by Frosh's Chala, he says, you don't have to stand up. Yeah? Why? Because it ain't a mitzvah called kach. Because you're only doing it l'sakim ha'chalei dumi d'shchita. Yeah? Chala. You make a dough, you take a chala. Like chumah, right? You give it to the kayin. Says the Magen Avraham, ain a mitzvah kol kach. Yeah? What does he mean, ain a mitzvah kol kach? Meaning, there's not absolute chiyuv. Chala, if you don't make an isa, you don't want to eat, you don't have to take them, you don't have to, or if you make an isa, you make a dough. You saw, you know, you're on a diet. Your bread's too fat. Right? You know. Cake is not fat. Right? Only bread is fat. My sisters were there, right? I used to ask my father, you know, how much minimal challah do you have to eat? What, you know, by dessert, they didn't ask my father. So the kids are, you saw, you're not gonna bake the dough. So you're not going to take the challah, says the Magen Avraham. Yeah, may as well get a pager, so may as well say the Chumash HaMaisers. You see the Magen Avraham, the not all your paths. That Chumash HaMaisers, if you're not mechuyiv, that you're not mechuyiv to take off no matter what. Oh. So Meir Peg argues in the Talmud and says that a Chumash, what are you telling me? Chumash HaMaisers is an absolute chiyuv. That's why someone else can't make the bracha. No, there's no difference between Chumash HaMaisers and Shechita. If you want to eat, you take off Chumash HaMaisers. If you want to eat, you got a shech. So Meir, he doesn't like Taz's Kasha. Why by truma we say in Elaine Lakhil should not take a truma keep can't make the bracha? And by Shechita it says that if he's a baki, he could check and someone else can make the bracha. So Agabanim. Oh, we will skip the next paragraph. The Nimri Bina means a raya from Rashi, Ferish not like the Taz. So Rashi in Gittin says that on the Mzayinim base, that Meiser is Tavil, meaning there are certain Matnas Kahuna that if you don't take it off, you can't eat it, like Chumas and Meiseris. And then other Matnas Kahuna, it doesn't ask it, like Zerah Chaim Akeva, you learned that, right? Zerah Chaim Akeva, it doesn't ask, if you didn't take off the Zerah Chaim Akeva, you're still allowed to eat the meat. The Chiv HaFrashi, you can't take it off, but it doesn't make Tavil. Yes, Rashi says, the Meiser Tavil Vasalei Bachila, V'loy mitzvah d'rami aleihu. Elam kein oichlon, oimoichron, l'kamashtashile. If you're benefiting from it, then you have to take Chumash HaMaisers. Al Bikurim, he says, mitzvah d'rami aleihu. Rashi, Mechalim, Bikurim, and Meiser. A Meiser, unless you want to eat, you're not Mechiv. Hashem kein Bikurim. San Geitos, what Rashi wants over there. But Rashi, the Feirish, not like the Taz, you're not Mechiv. Now, L'chaira from the he says though, in the Taisus reading, Kedusha, we'll get to Sumit Hashem, Abnun Ches, but there's Mashma that Yitaka Abachiv like the Taz. Now, Davin Nezer has Gaval Gavig in the Rambam, the Gavin in Nusch HaBrach, the chila between Shechita and Chumah, okay, right to the Taz. Taz B'chuj HaKashita over there, yeah? Now, Nezer, Gval Gadig in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, Paragyud Aleph, mistake over here, it's Paragyud Aleph, not Paragyud. Paragyud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, obviously. Rambam there has a discussion, Lagabe, certain Brachos is Al, and certain Brachos is Lid. Right? Lid has Mishal Chanukah, Al Mitzis, Sitzis, Kapula. Yeah? So, there's a big discussion of Shainim. Big mess. One yisrael we see in the Ram is like this. Why by shechita do you make a bracha ala shechita and not lishchait? Says the Rambam, Because shechita is not a mitzvah that you're mechayiv on. Meaning, there's no absolute mitzvah to go around shechting. Yeah? If you want to eat, you have to shech. So you can't make bracha lit. Lit implies there's a chiyuv. To do it, I mean, you have to do it. Al is a more general bracha. Make a bracha on mitzvah shechita. Now, that's by shechita. That's in Perek Yud Aleph Tesvav. We go back to Halacha Yud Beis. What does Rambam say? By Truma, you make the bracha lahafrish Truma. What's it? So what? Well, why is Truma different than Shechita? Elmal Karach Zot Avinezer. No, gorgeous Raya. The Raya to the Tatz. You see that by Truma is an absolute chiyuv. Rambam says the bracha is lit lahafrish Shechita. Al is no absolute chiyuv. You see the Farish in the Rambam. Yeah, the Farish Rambam. There's a difference between Shechita and Truma. Now, oh, for Chaya, one time maybe, Ken Zayin is the Rambam of Shetase. Okay? And that's to do with the Tais Rid that they brought down, and Rabina brought down. The Shai like this. In Shari, we discussed Shari's Gimel. Now, fast forward to Shari's Yud Bey. The Shari's Yud Bey is, the Rambam has different insight that Prate Mitzvah. Yeah, are not counted as separate mitzvahs. So then the Shailah, right, says the Mashal, Dalat Tzitzis. Yeah. You don't count mitzvah tzitzis four times, yeah? Because it's a pratim. Now, says the Rambah, oh, what's then Lagabe Chuma? Mitzvah of Chuma. In Chuma, L'chayra, there's two parts to the mitzvah. There's the Afrasha, and then there's the Nesina. Right? So the question is Truma two mitzvahs or is Truma one mitzvahs? The Rambam says that Truma is one mitzvah. In the mitzvahs, we only count Truma once, the afrosh, and in the scene is one mitzvah. The Ramban takes strong issue with that. He says, no, that's two mitzvahs. Why? Because he says like this, by Matnas Kahuna, where it's Tevel, the Hainu, like Moshe Chala, right, you make an Issa. And Chiv take of Chala. You don't take of Chala, you chayv Issa. It's Teva. It's Teva. Right, like by Truma. So there he says, what is that Frosha doing? That Frosha is being matered by Chila. Okay? Besides the mitzvah of Frosha, now there's another mitzvah. You might think, okay, I'm afresh the Truma. I take off the Chala. I take off the Truma. Put it on the side. So let it rot. What do I care? No, that's what Terry says. There's another mitzvah called Nesina. You have to give it to the Kayin. Can't let it ride. You have to give it to the Kayin. So Mel says to a man, there's two mitzvahs going on in there. There's a mitzvah of Afrasha. That's because you want to eat it. There's a mitzvah of Afrasha. Okay? And there's another mitzvah called Nesina. Two separate mitzvahs, no shaykhs to each other. The Ramban grabbing is interesting, Raya. And which with Ben say really kashin Ram, I don't know the teretz offhand. Okay? The man says that Hare, the loch is, Gemara Menachah says, a mitzvah that's not the Gemara of the mitzvah. Yeah? A mitzvah that's not the Gemara of the mitzvah. Like Moshe, I think Gemara this is my guy, making tefillin. You don't make a bracha and you make tefillin because the. The mitzvah is ultimately when you wear the tefillin. So a mitzvah is not a gemar, you don't make a bracha. In fact, Ramban, if you tell me that Afrosha and the scene of Tumas Maestris, Afrosha and the scene of Tumas Maestris, Chodesh Ramban was one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Ramban said, if you tell me it's one mitzvah, that means that the Afrosha, that's him, is the Aschala of the Nesina. Afrosha is the Aschala of the Nesina. Right? So now, how do you make a bracha on the Afrasha? How can you make a bracha on the Afrasha? It's not the Gemara. The Gemara says, we don't make a bracha on the Aschala of the Mitzvah, only the Gemara Mitzvah. If you hold that two separate mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of Afrasha, and there's a mitzvah of Nesina. So then, okay, two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah of Afrasha to make it ice table. Another mitzvah to give it to the Kohen. No Shaychitz, two separate mitzvahs, two separate yonim. If you hold that it's one mitzvah, so So in other words, in the tifkeit is, yeah, if it's one mitzvah, pshat is that the etzem mitzvah is really to give it to the kohen. Chavdal manas kuna. The aside of the mitzvah is to give it to the kohen. So in order, but we first have to mafresh it in order to make a truma, and then you give it. But it's one mitzvah. The nafrash is the hachana for the giving. The male says, Ramban, why are you making two brachas?
I want to make a bracha on the Sinai.
What? Why don't you make a bracha on the Sinai? We'll get to that soon. That's a separate shayla by itself. What about the bracha on the Sinai? Maybe do make a bracha on the Sinai. Huh? As now you don't know. You don't know if you do. You don't. We'll talk about that and see. We'll see exactly if yeah, if not. Okay. Oh, so meila. Okay. So akpanim. Feed the Ramban is one mitzvah. Yeah. So I think that Ramban is tussle. The reason why Ramban says that you make the bracha by truma lehafrish. Yeah. And they bring your eye from here. And there's been right from there. That is an absolute chiyuv. Even if you don't want to eat, still you have to be mafresh truma some mitzvahs. If you say lahafresh, that's different than shechita. Shechita is al mitzvah shechita because you don't have to do it. Truma some mitzvahs, you have to do it. So why come Rambam? Do you have to do it? Here it says according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of it's one mitzvah. If it's one mitzvah, what is that telling me? What's that telling me? Ramban says two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to make an ice table, another mitzvah to give it. Yeah? Going around, it's one mitzvah. What does it mean it's one mitzvah? What it means it's one mitzvah is that the whole point of that frasha is to give it to the kayin. That's what Ramban asks. It's the beginning of the mitzvah, why I'm making a bracha. But the side of the mitzvah is to be mafish in order to give. So Mela, if that's why it's one mitzvah, otherwise it's two separate things. So the frasha is not to make an ice table. It's true that when you're mafresh, you can make it a stable. But that's not the Yisrael of Mitzvah Afrasha, according to Rambam. What is the Yisrael of Mitzvah Afrasha? To mafresh in order to give. If that's true, that means there's a chiyuv. If that Afrasha is the Fidei Ramban, let's make it a stable. Say it, I'm not interested in eating now. If I don't want to eat, I don't have to make it a stable. But according to Rambam, that's one mitzvah. So what is the mitzvah? Because Hashem wants to give it to the kohen. Be mafresh in order to give it. So meila, you have an absolute chiyuv. I don't want to eat wheat today. So what? I don't care what you want to do. I'm telling you to be mafresh in order to give it to the kohen. So whether you want to eat or not, you're on a diet, you're not on a diet, doesn't make a difference. You have to give it to the kohen. So I think Rambam, in his night, I think Rambam was l'shtalsai. Oh. And Bamisai, you see this in the Taisus Rit. The on Kedushin Nun Ches. So we marked him. There's a Rebbe Yehuda that he opened himself up for trouble because he's talking to the other guy about the shear. Yeah, the shear is actually going to get in Rashi last week's parasha by Chala. Yeah, it's a very confusing Rashi over there. Is there a shear? There's no shear. Rashi's sneers over there. Anyway, the Rebbe says in Rashi, yeah, he said like this. He writes, "Yesh loyim bezet davar chadosh, shloy kadmu bezet shum mefarash epaisi." Okay, I'm going to tell you a chiddush now. No one has ever said this chiddush until today. You heard it here first. Yeah. So obviously, you know, you're opening yourself up in trouble when you make a statement like that. Everyone's going to try to find who said it before you, right? Amaisa, it was an old Taisus Rid, an old print. What happened? All the nice new ones. Well, old one volume Taisus Rid, you'll never see it anywhere. Maybe it's a chachma, I don't know. But so in the Akdama over there, it came down from Yosef Shel Nachmanson wrote Akdama, and he says, "What's the idea of the being bespar that no one ever said this chiddush?" My said Taisus Rid already. The Taisus Rid already said this chiddush in Kedushin. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is that there's two dinim in the afrosh and the sina. The gabi the shir. The din is chita achas b'teres sekri. You want to take a chumas and ma'isris? You take a one measly little piece of wheat. The kapati you hold in midrais. Kapati you hold in the shir. 1 out of 40. 1 out of 50. 1 out of 60. That's all rabban. Midrais is chita achas b'teres. But he says that's only gabi the mitzvah of afrosh. Well, gabi the sina. Din is a shir. This is a shir. Okay? So, Mela, Yeah? So, the Gabi Tevel, there's no shir. But Gabi Nesina, then there's a chiv to give a kayin a shir Nesina. And that's much of a chala. The shir is 1 of 24, 1 of 48. Like Rashi means now. Yeah? That could be the raisa. Rashi says it's no shir, then he says it's a shir. What's going on? It says, like, the raisa, as far as taking off the Issa Tevel, there's no shir. But there's a shir, the God of the Nesina. Oh. So Maisa, Tayshrit says that. He's talking about the sugi there about going into the Shachaveira, how much you have to pay. And anyway, you're going to have to take off Shimas Maisa, so you don't have to pay the whole thing. He says that, the Gemara says, B'chit Achas Pateros. I stole a week, Tevel. Yeah? How much you have to pay? So he would have had to take Shimas Maisa anyway. He went, no, he just take off Chidach and Pateros. He's taking all the Chitas. Maybe he's paying the whole thing. Yeah, except the Chita, yeah. So now, Zogtayz Rid, that's only Gabe, the mitzvah of Afrosh's Truma. So for that, Chidach is Pateros. But he says, Bezim Mukhoyev to Mafresh the Shir in order to be kind of Mitzvah Sina. In other words, if you take off Chidachas, you're Makayim the mitzvah of Afrosh. But the mitzvah Sina, you're not Makayim. That is a shir. Mela, the mitzvah in the scene is mechayim you to take off more in order to be able to give, in order to be mechayim mitzvah sina. If the guy said, I'm not interested in mechayim mitzvah sina, okay, you take off chidah. But the mitzvah of the sina of truma is mechayim you to take off enough that should be kedei nesina. That's like what we're saying in Rambam, that that's in the nesina is mechayim afrosh. The Nesina is Mechayev Afrosh. Now, okay, we want to know about the Bracha. So over here, the Sefer Rekeach says, Kol mitzvah shein chukah is v'zeira yisarach levar. Don shluch ha-kein, v'yish ha-geiz, v'shar ma'his kuna. Okay, he's Mechayev the mitzvahs that are mitzvahs only for Jews. A mitzvah that even a guy has, there is no Bracha. Why? All he did the Bracha is, Shekhar Nishanu, mitzvah is a v'tzivanu. Jews are kaddish, kaddish from kaddish of the mitzvahs, therefore make a bracha. A mitzvah that even a guy has, on that there's no bracha. So for example, he gives an example like tztaka, labaya, let shapet, kitzik. He gives a whole list of mitzvahs, can be done in every single mitzvah. What do you mean, shayak? It doesn't mean it's a chiv, but shayak by a guy. So, at the point he has Yisrael, yeah? A mitzvah shayak to a Jew, only to a Jew, it's Ibanu. A mitzvah shayak to a guy, no, it's Ibanu. In the list of mitzvahs, just punk, when you give the mitzvah, a bracha, manas kuna is this. You see the sin of manas kuna, you make a bracha. Midachisa, the famous shita of the chuvas of the Re'ibim Plat, which is printed in the chuvas of Rajba Simon Yilches, it's not the Rajba, it's the chuvas of the Re'ibim Plat to the Baal Eshkol. And it's also printed in the Twin Day, with the Ra'ibim, and it's also more barichos in the Abudraham. In the beginning of Abudraham, he has a whole section there on the Brichos and Mitzvahs. He has a whole richos on this tshuva. What was the tshuva? The question was, why in some mitzvahs do make a bracha, and some mitzvahs don't make a bracha? Well, what's the klal? So the Abudraham over there, barichos, the Rebbe Plat, has different gedarim, why yeah, and why not. Okay? So now, one of the surges is, he says, why don't you make a bracha on staka? Yeah? Why don't you make a bracha on staka? So he says, since it's tali b'das acherim, mitzvah is tali b'das acherim, you don't make a bracha. So maybe you don't make a bracha on staka. Yeah? Now, the acherim, many acherim in the school, and the pella is, even the tumim amongst them, that's chiz, and they understood the child, many people understand, it's chash bracha of hakala. It's tali b'das acherim. And give him one doni tzedakah. I only gave him a shekel. He wanted 10 shekels. And they throw it back in my face. They made a bracha batal. Yeah? That's what many understand. Okay? And, yeah? How do I see the tumulus in that way? He asked the kash, he says that the Rosh, the Ksubis, who just mentioned before, argues on this, on the Budraha. Why? Because the Rosh says, Rosh is not, why did he make a bracha on Kedushin? So what does the Rosh answer? It's not a mitzvah, you can have a pelech. Peru. Right? Says the Tumim, what do you mean? According to the Mudraham. According to the Ribbon Plat. Like Kedush, you can't make a brachas. Maybe she'll have cold feet last second. Remember, there's 1,000 Israel. Ah, forget it. I can't go through this. Boom, she runs away. Yeah? So you made a brachas Adala. Yeah? El Mai, the Rosh argues on the Kedush. Yeah? L'chayra, it's a mistake. Okay? Mistake. Yeah? There are many, many rayas that... Rayash Enelem Tshuva, that's not what we imply the same. What he's saying is all different Yisrael. And what he's saying is a mitzvah that could become batal is a weaker mitzvah. And Melech is no problem. And so when he says a mitzvah that could become batal, that means the mitzvah could become batal agami. For example, by stopping. There's a chit to get stopped. Yeah? But let's say he doesn't want it. You know mitzvah to give it to him. Right? I have to go find another ani. But ani comes to me if it's stopping. Yeah? I pull out a shekel, he doesn't want it. Yeah? I'm going to go find another one to give it to? No. The mitzvah of tzedakah is, the one who comes after the tzedakah, he can give it to him. Not the one ma'aser. So the mitzvah of ra'ayah is a nothing to think. Yeah? If he doesn't want it, then the mitzvah is bubble. Hashem gave a mitzvah that if this person doesn't want to do it with you, he doesn't want to make a couple, you have to go find somebody else. So the mitzvah is not bubble. The woman, I'm about to ram the Hashem, ask my Yisrael, she runs away. Yeah? Is that Mabaka my mitzvah kedushin? No, go find myself a different woman that's gonna be masked. Right? So the mitzvah is not that doesn't become batal. Yes, it's not a shash brach batala. You say it's the mitzvah that could become batal, you don't make it brach. What's the raya? Many rayas. The first raya is, what's the marker of this principle that they bring down? They bring down a sugi and ksuba is not men. What does the tamar and ksuba is not men say? The parasha in Elaniris, the loch is somebody rapes a woman, or he seduces a woman, he has to marry her. Veloisi Elisha. What if he's a mamzer? Why don't we say that Veloisi say? That say, oh, Veloisi Elisha, should be daicha, the law of a mamzer. That's the Gemara's kasha. Enter the Gemara. The amrit loy be'ina lek lesa klal. She says she doesn't want to marry the guy. Yeah, he raped her. Yeah, she doesn't want to marry him. Yeah? So then, there's no asay. So male is not daicha. Rashi says, we tell him that Malam the Nais will learn the Levina. If the guy's a mamzer, we say you don't want to marry the guy, so you shouldn't be daicha to have this. The Ibn Plak is saying that from here he says, what do you see from here? And Lashon HaRei is a mitzvah that could become batal, but since she could say she doesn't want, the Mela, as a mitzvah, is not daicha. Asay dechalais asay. That's when it's an absolute asay. But an asay that could become batal, because she could say loy be'ina, therefore it doesn't have the power to be dechalais asay. The Mela, they say, who I didn't have a bracha. Yeah? If the Yisrael of bracha is a chash bracha told, maybe they'll say no, then what does that do with asay be dechalais asay? In fact, you say loy be'ina, if by bracha it's a chash bracha told, what my cash is still here? Elmai is mukhat. They're saying a mitzvah could become batal. Dainu, she says loyveina. Just like it's not daicha, doesn't have kaiyim daicha. Like to say, b'sharim mechadish, you don't make a bracha either. That's the insight. Mela, some places talk about gabe matanas avyayinim, all these things, fake news. Yeah, because it's not true. Because it's not chash bracha batal. The matanas avyayinim on Purim, he doesn't want to take it from you. You gotta go find yourself another ani. You have a mitzvah of Tanas Lagayim. Yeah? So it's a big insight. You'll bump into it many times. You'll see many people misunderstand this insight. Oh, so that's one eye is at the whole mucker. Another eye is in your name. In that same tshuva, he wants to know, you make a bracha on Matnas Kuna. Says that Abraham, you don't make a bracha on Matnas Kuna. You know why? The Meshulchan Gevaya Kazach. What does that mean? Meshulchan Gevaya Gazal. The Matnas Kuna, they're not getting it from you, they're getting it from God. Yeah? Meshulchan Gevaya Gazal. So how does that affect the bracha? So I don't make a bracha, I'm not giving you it. If I'm giving you something, okay, I can make a bracha. Yeah? But here, I'm just a shliach. I'm giving you a Kosh Baruch. I'm giving you a Kosh Baruch. I'm not giving you anything.
Anytime you give anyone anything, you should make a bracha.
Okay, what bracha do you make when you give someone something? I understand. But anyway, if he only said it here because the Mishul Gavayv is up. If it's mine, then. Anyway, that's it. Okay, Rishayim Tzedek. Yeah. Now, what's that? Let me ask you a question. L'chayra, Trumas Amayis, what's also called Das Achayr? The scene is Trumas Amayis called Das Achayr. Yeah. Agora Kain. I won't give you Trumas Amayis. See, this is not interesting. Yeah. Okay. So if the side of Tanit Al Das Achayr is because of Shash Baruch Hu LaTa'ala, then why does he have to come out the new Sivar by Trumas Amayis? Meshul from the Vayik is off, and that's why you don't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha. Same reason why you don't make a bracha. It's not though. Because maybe the Kain will say, no, you made a bracha LaTa'ala. Elamai, by virtue of the fact that when it comes to Matnas Kuna, that commander knew why you don't make a bracha. Mishul from the Vayik is off. And they don't say, because maybe he'll say, no, it's a bracha LaTa'ala. We see that the side of Tal Das Achayr is not Shad Bracha LaTa'ala. And that's why, by Tzedakah, if he says, I don't want it, there's no mitzvah. So the mitzvah that could become batel, the Rambam says, it's kamisha batel on me. So you don't make a bracha. Mashiach man is kona. If I have chuma, I go to the kayin, he doesn't want to take it. I'm missing the scene of giving the chuma to the kayin. I gotta go find myself another kayin. Right? So, if it was Ashash Bacha Tala, okay, same reason. But if you say it is, like I'm saying, that's embassy side. That tries a mitzvah could become batel, does not have a chashivas, they make a bracha. So meila, that's only by tzedaka. But by truma, where it doesn't become batel, the meila by truma, that come on to a new reason.